That was Cookie Job by Peyton Gilliland, I believe it is. It's 8 o'clock sharp. Now, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. This is the start of the official show at the bottom of the hour, around 8:30. Lauren and Chrissy are going to call in from the Down Halls, talk a lot about their upcoming show and an EP release, but I'm going to play a lot of tunes prior to that. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. This is band Michael Caine and the Morning Afters.
I can still feel it. I want to break.
Chris Rogers and the Dirty Gems with I Can Still Feel It off of Still Dirty. Started with Michael Caine and the Morning Afters. Song called Dark Nights off Broke But Not Broken. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I play a lot of local music. I'm going to play one now. New tune by the Nervous Eaters.
She has reached the grab ship.
That was Continental Lovers, a song called St. Joan, obviously an homage to Joan Jett. Before that, Dion Lunadin, Living and Dying with You. New Nervous Seed is Wild Eyes. They have a full length, I think it's going to be called Monsters and Angels, coming out shortly on Wicked Cool Records. So good for them. They've had a rebirth of sorts in their, shall we say, later years. In about 13 minutes or so. It's always hard. It's always tough with the call-ins to get it exact, but in about 13 minutes or so, we're going to get a call, as I said, from Lauren and Chrissy. It's going to be after a Girl Schools tune, but right now this is new stuff by Muck and the Myers. We'll be right back. Right, that was Take It Like a Band by Girl School. Before that, we heard Bricks and Mortar with Don't Change, cover, of course, of a great, I believe it's NXS tune. Muck in the Myers with Beat Revolution. Continental Lovers, I mentioned that already, with St. Joan. Girl School, one of the trailblazing bands, I should say, from England in the late 70s, I want to say. And that came out a while ago, that latest release. It was called Guilty of Sin, was the name of the release. And still good stuff. Obviously, those girls still rock out. And any minute now, we'll be getting a call from Lauren and Chrissy. So I'm going to hold off on starting another song because I hate to start a song mid-phone call. But hold on. We get a call. Hello?
Hello, this is Lauren and Chrissy calling at Stuff the Sidebar.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
Thanks so much for calling in.
Of course.
So,
Chrissy just went to pee, so it's with me right now.
Yeah, one, two, three. Whoever's there.
Exactly.
Whoever's available at the time, right?
All right, so, well, I'll call some of my neighbors over.
So before we talk about the actual show, I guess how did the... when you guys came together, like, was it 2018? Down Halls formed, I guess.
Oh my God! Yeah, you wrote that.
I
and
did.
I was like, is it? Was it? I can't remember.
Yeah, and I wrote.
I want to say 2019, oh, okay. But it was. If it was, Chrissy, do you remember when we our first show was August of 2019, right? Or was it 18? Okay, yeah. So yeah, you're right. You're right. 18.
Oh, it was 18.
Yeah, yeah. See, it was like later 18.
See, I copied that from someone else. Somewhere I saw
photos at the Anchor from with Ty in July of 2018, and we put.
Oh right, okay, yep. For the first day with Kodo.
So yep, you guys so were like, you came together. I know you were involved with Petty Marls, and so how did this band come together?
I've always written songs, right? So like it was different projects over the years and whatnot, and sort of conglomeration of all those. But I had this idea that I wanted to do this band and I wanted to call it the Down Halls because I spent some time on ships and a down hall is a line that you use to take down a sail. So I was like, that's a cool name for a band. So I don't know, things were just kind of like, you know, sort of cooling off with Petty Morals and I was like, hey, actually, so I got these like more rock and roll punk signs. You guys want to do it?
Yeah.
And yeah, we just kind of went with it.
And you had recorded some demos.
I did, with Ian and Squid actually was involved at one point. But yeah, Ian recorded some demos with me, God, like 2011 or something like that. So I had those songs just in my back pocket. And then Petty Moral started in 2012. So, you know, they sort of just got shelved for a bit.
So you had those downhall songs for a while in the back burner.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to ask about the meaning of the name, but you already told me what the Downhalls is all about. So it must feel good to finally have like an official release.
Yeah, I know. Well, we actually forgot when we were setting everything up online
we're like, oh, we got to get it set up on TuneCore and get up on Spotify and everything. Mm-hmm. And I started setting the account up, and it's like, the Downwalls already has a page. And I was like, when did we do this? And
oh,
it was
yeah.
like an old demo from a long time ago. Yeah. Like, oh, man, we got to update that. Let's take that down.
Yeah.
This is like we kind of remixed and remastered the songs that we had already recorded and then, you know, put it out. We're putting it out with Rumbar, obviously. So
yeah, I remember there being a friend's, was there a Friendsgiving something or other?
Friendsgiving. Yeah. We released it on like Thanksgiving weekend. Okay. And that was 2018, I think. Yeah. Yeah, because it was November, yeah. And that was just recorded like with Rice Edmondson in his basement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, like we started in 2018 in earnest, and then 2019 we're like starting to do stuff, and then 2020 hit. And
right.
We've all played in bands long enough to like, I didn't feel personally like the need to be like, I still got to figure out a way to play shows during the pandemic.
Yeah.
I was like, cool, I don't have to play my guitar. I've been playing it for 20 years, you know? So
right.
I had like a weird thing where I just didn't want to play for a while. And then we finally, like Lauren and I would start jamming because we live really close to each other. And we were like, well, I'm not doing anything. You're not doing anything. We don't
right.
have COVID. So let's play songs.
You were kind of hunkered down there for a while.
Yeah. So it was good that we, but I think that if the pandemic hadn't happened, we probably would have been quicker about getting out of it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was also that kind of distance thing, too, because, did Chrissy live in Beverly by then?
Yeah.
She was up here, but Kristen lived in Quincy, so
after
trying to get together was super hard, and, you know, with everyone locked down, it was just like, okay, we're just going to do what we can with just a couple of us.
Right.
Pick it back up soon, I hope.
I guess you should tell me who else is in the band. Other than you two guys. I know, but you can tell the people.
Yeah. Chrissy Tierney is our bassist, who was also the bassist in Petty Morals. It was also played bass with me in The Giants way back when. And then Kristen Edmondson, who's also in Stars Like Ours, was in Full Body Anchor. She was in Drago,
yeah.
She's done a bunch of different things over the years. Yeah.
Yeah, all you guys have.
Yeah, we all have.
Boston.
Yeah.
So you've known Lou forever, I imagine, Lou of Rumbar Records. I imagine you've known him for a long time. How did you decide to jump on the Rumbar thing? How'd that go about?
So, all of our pals are doing that. You know, all of our pals are on there, and we all know each other, and that's one of the cool things about the scene is that, you know, everyone kind of knows everyone.
Right.
So it just seemed to make sense. So, you know, we started thinking about, well, what are the next steps? Like, we want to record some new stuff. And that was the big thing, is that right when everything shut down in March 2020, we had time at Q Division booked.
Wow.
For like March, like 23rd or something. And it just, you know, it got all derailed. But you know, I started thinking about it again. I'm like, okay, well, this is something we want to do. It's, maybe we should talk to Lou and, like, you know, get on Rumbar. So it was actually his idea to re-release the songs we already did. We had them remastered. Matt Alexander did a bang-up job on them. So it just kind of worked out well to be like, this makes sense. Let's reacquaint ourselves with everyone and people can remember that we exist. Yeah. And then we'll go from there. It's
just
a little kickstart, too, to get us back, like, motivated to do new stuff. And, like, we're trying to, like, set a recording date for this winter. And we have, like, there's so many things. Well, actual new songs and then songs that are technically old, but we have never recorded them.
Right.
It's just Dropbox. Yeah. So we've got, like, 6 songs ready to go for another album. So
it sounds like another release might not be far away.
Yeah.
Is that safe to say?
I think spring would be a good time frame to shoot for.
Yeah.
Because also, who wants to do anything in the winter except for the studio and record?
Right.
Oh, right.
So we should talk about the show this Friday at Faces, along with Duck and Cover and Blame It on Whitman. A little bit about those bands.
Yeah.
I know Duck and Cover very well. I don't know as much about Blame It on Whitman, but if you want to talk at all about those two, you can.
So, Blame It on Whitman, I had not heard of them before, and then I went to see them because I just heard you play the Don't Change cover by Chris
Minutes
ago, which was great. So, they played with them at the Midway a couple weekends ago on a Sunday, and I was like, who's this band? I don't know. And then Kurt Conk was there, and he's like, hey, how's it going? And we're like, hey, I haven't seen him. You know, we hadn't seen him in a million years. And he's like, yeah, my son's playing in this band. I was like, wait, what? Wait, how old is your son? Yeah, he's like 32. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
So that was crazy. And then they played. They're awesome. So, and Chris, I guess. Yeah, Chris Pratt already signed them. Yeah. That, you know, they might be a good addition to the show. So we're like, okay, sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be playing.
And yeah, Duck and Cover, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be playing Duck. I'll play a few Duck and Covers, obviously, your EP. I dug up a Blame It on Whitman song, so I'll play all that stuff once we hang up here. But part of, you have some proceeds going to a benefit for this show? Part of the proceeds, anyway?
Yeah, so part of the. I think it's one of the beers is called. Joystick.
Yeah, I saw something about that too. I was going to ask.
Yeah,
is that your beer? Is that a
no? So Faces. Yeah, right.
I'm like, you got a beer actually, coming out too.
I know, right? I know, but that we're going to add that to the list.
Yeah, yeah. Worshipper had a beer, and you know,
so that particular beer is going to, however many proceeds from that get sold, is going to go to Handy Capable Fitness, which is a organization that helps folks with. Abilities be able to you know, work out and keep healthy and keep fit, and it was Ryan actually at Faces who suggested that, so we were like, sure, you know, we're always down to give portions of what we do.
Yeah,
that's kind of our it aligns
kind of
perfectly because our business model. Yeah. We decided, we're like, you know what, moving forward, like, we're all old ladies that don't need money, so like, we have jobs,
not that we're rich.
Yeah,
but we have jobs.
Right, we have jobs.
You're not rich but you're not hurting.
Right. And then, so, like, let's just have, you know, moving forward, whatever things we do, let's, you know, donate a portion. Yeah. We have, like, a whole list of charities that we'd want to be, like, participating in. So, yeah.
I mean, most of my songwriting, anyways, really centers on, like, things about the world that should change. You know, it's kind of, like, kind of just goes hand in hand. And the idea of, like, the old school, like, you know, idea of community and DIY and all those things, you know, rather than just being like, hey, I'm in a band, look at me, you know.
No, that's a great, it's great that you do that. It's a great cause. I've never been to Faces. I will this Friday.
I was going to ask if you had.
No.
It's awesome.
I've talked to a few people, and I guess it's like one of those mid 70, 80-ish capacity rooms, so it's, you know, it sounds like a good size,
yeah,
or it's
so Ryan,
not.
Yeah. Yeah, go Ryan ahead. Said 100. I think he said like 100 top. And
it's like
you walk in, there's a really big front room that's like a bar and a restaurant, and then you walk into like, there's like a doorway into the back room.
Oh.
It's like kind of a, you know, it's a pretty square layout, but it's got like the brew tanks are right behind the stage, and the lighting is really rad. So like all the photos taken there look like ridiculous, amazing professional photos, like iPhone photos. Yeah, it's really nice. And the sound system is ridiculous. I have no idea how to make it sound so good with like the whole wall behind the stage is metal, but it sounds really nice.
We actually, Lauren and I played their acoustic back in June, and it sounded great.
Yeah,
we played acoustic, and then there was a full band that played too, and both of those scenarios sounded good.
It was really cool. And they had like the system there is top notch. And but so it used to, the story is like, you know, Faces that used to be over in Alewife on two, when that shut down, the family it was like the older members of the family were retiring, and then the kids took it over and were like, oh, well, we want to, you know, keep the name going. So they reopened it as Faces Brewing in Malden, in this spot, which used to be a bank, which is really cool. It's got like all like the walls are crazy, like white marble walls, and there's like vault doors and stuff. It's really rad.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, they kept it going as a brewery, and like it's all family run. So, and you know, Ryan Budden there is the booker, and he loves it. He loves the family. So yeah, it's a perfect scenario. It's like, I'm like, Malden? I'm like, I don't think I've ever even set foot in Malden. I'm like, dripping through.
What? Right.
Oh, God, I used to go to Malden Center all the time.
Yeah, it definitely looks like
changed.
Yeah, quite a bit. But yeah. It's an awesome spot. I hope it, you know, blows up.
It's fairly new, right? It hasn't been. Has it been open long?
I want to say, I don't know if it's, I mean, within the last year.
Right.
I just don't know how long.
Right.
Got good food, and it's got a full bar, so it's, you're not limited by the fact that it's also a brewery. You know, so you don't have to just drink beer.
That's cool.
Really great cocktail menu. Yeah.
Because sometimes you go to breweries, and sometimes you're like locked into their beer if it's a brewery. You know what I mean? It's kind of like you can only get.
I can't drink beer, so
Lauren has celiac. She can't drink beer.
So it's good for that too. Yeah, great food, great gig. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you gonna? Is this gonna? Are you gonna be playing out more now to support this, or is it like?
We're gonna be playing this show, and then we're playing the Funktoberfest on October 15th at Thirsty First in Lowell with like a ton of bands, including Razors in the Night, mm-hmm. Sky Tigers, Diablo Gatto. Who else is on there? There's like a million bands.
I saw that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll be doing that. And then after that, we don't have anything booked as of now, but we will be.
But you're looking for stuff, so you'll be more active.
We'll be more active. Yeah, yeah, but not too active. No, active enough. Yeah.
Right. You're not going to be out there every weekend.
Hell no. But we'll see our friends' bands play too.
Yeah.
Those days are over. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool that.
We're not like.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we're not like Nicole Tomorrow, who goes to.
Oh, my God, I know.
Night of the week.
I know.
she knows she's listening right now, too, so.
She loves you guys, so she might be. I was just at her house for her.
Yeah, she definitely is. She texted me.
Oh. I was at her house for a backyard bash, which she has, as you know.
Oh, yeah. We love her.
Six or seven of them a year. So, yeah, she's great. But, no, I'm sure she'll be there taking pictures. With her real camera.
She's got a brand new Leica camera, so hopefully.
I'll have my cell phone taking pictures on that shoddy thing, but we'll see.
Nice. Yeah, you know. They're all good. I'm telling you, even like the shoddy cell phone,
yeah, right. They look pretty good in there.
Everyone's a star in there. We'll see. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for calling in. I'm going to play the EP. I'm going to play a bunch of Duck and Cover. I'm going to play some Blame It on Whitman. And I will see you Friday night. Awesome.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for having us. We'll see you soon. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen in. All right. Thanks. We'll see you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Chrissy Vaccaro and Lauren Recchia calling in. Thanks a lot. I want to thank them. That was great. Great band, Downhauls. And as I said, I'm going to play the EP, three-song EP right now, followed by some Duck and Cover. And a bunch of other stuff. But right now, this is Convenient Friend.
No!
brain. Pretend it don't matter much. I can say it's okay. But when you try to hand me a crutch, but I think I want more in the fields of fellow friends. Don't think I can endure, even though I try to bend. And I'll go down. Sink down with a sound. When you're not around, that's when I let myself sink down.
All right, there you have it. That was the Downhall's new EP. Last song you heard was Green. Before that, Lost Soul and Convenient Friend. I believe the EP is titled Verses. It's on Rumbar Records. The show is this Friday night at Faces, along with Duck and Cover and Blaming on Whitman. I'll be there. I hope you are too. It's a great lineup. Stuck in Cover also had an EP came out. I forget when. It was fairly recent, though. I think it was also a three-songer, but I'm going to play some Duck and Cover right now.